Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a great program lined up for you, as always. And first album's going to be Blue Highway, their 1995 album, It's a Long, Long Road. Great album. Sean Lane, guitar, mandolin, Wayne Taylor, bass, and he writes a lot of the songs. Tim Stafford, guitar, he also writes a lot of songs. Rob Ikes on dobro, Jason Burleson on banjo, and here's a song called Lonesome Pine from Blue Highway. Let's have a listen. That's Blue Highway at their best, and there's some wonderful songs on that CD. We might hear another one from it later in the program. Same year, Claire Lynch was in the studio, working under her own name this time instead of under the back, what is it, the Back Porch String Band? Front Porch String Band. I knew it was one side of the house or the other. And this is from the album Moonlighter, and it's a titled song, Moonlighter. Claire Lynch wrote it. She's doing the singing. David Greer, acoustic guitar. Dave Pomeroy bass, Sam Bush on mandolin, so it'll have a great mandolin chop in it. Bailiff Fleck on banjo, Jerry Douglas on lap steel, and Hershey Reeves, Kathy Chiavola in doing harmony vocals, and a bit of percussion from Pat McInerney. Great song, as always, from Claire Lynch. Here is the song Moonlighter.
Rise with the sun, 'cause my work is never done, and those leftover chores tears from the midnight before are still waiting for me. Once again I'm caught between this rock and a hard place. Will I get up on my feet and make coffee in my sleep? The school bell rings at 8. I hope the kids don't make me late, 'cause the boss will wanna know why I'm holding up the sideshow in this rat race. And it seems like all the days are getting shorter. Fight for time to make your pay. Give a dollar's worth away.
Just beautiful as always, Claire Lynch and the song Moonlighter from the CD Moonlighter. Oh, great music going on there. One of the treasures I got when I was first getting into bluegrass music was a 4-LP set, I think called Bluegrass Spectacular, put out by Rebel Records in 1965. So that was right at the start of my bluegrass experience. That was the year I bought a 5-string banjo. And I managed to get hold of that. It would have been through Dave Freeman at County Sales. And what a treasure it was. And it was the set of Bluegrass Tunes was made up of everybody that Dick Freeland, the proprietor of Rebel Records, had recorded in the last few years. And it had on it people like Earl Taylor, the Franklin County Boys, Benny and Valley Kane, Billy Baker, Pete Pike, Earl Taylor again, Pete Pike, Shady Valley Boys, Frank Wakefield with Red Allen, the Country Gentlemen, Sid Campbell. A whole bunch of great music on there. It was real down-to-earth bluegrass music. Just loved it. And it was the first time I heard many of the artists that I'm still listening to today. John Duffy turned up in different groups. Del McCurry turned up in the Shady Valley Boys, I believe it was. And they all sort of swapped around in the bands, made it very hard. No one can ever actually quite say who's playing on what. But I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you off that album. I'm going to do Pete Pike singing In the Pines. Does a great version of it. And then Stony Mountain Twist. This is credited to Earl Taylor, but it's actually Walter Hensley playing banjo. And he's a fine banjo player. And I just love the way he used his Scruggs tuners, or Scruggs pegs, as people called them, that lowered the sound of the B string from B to A and lowered the sound of the third string from G to F sharp. And you could do it in the songs. Earl did, and just about every banjo copied him. Every banjo player copied him, and I was one of those banjo players. We did a version of Stony Mountain Twist just a short time after I got this record, because I love the sound. But I'm going to play Walter Hensley's version of it. So Pete Pike in the Pines, and then Walter Hensley playing the Stony Mountain Twist. Let's listen.
The longest train that I ever saw went down that Georgia line. The engine passed at 6 o'clock and the cab went by at 9. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind time of day. He said he'd throw his watch away. A long steel rail and a short cross tie, I'm on my way back home. The prettiest girl that I ever saw went down that Georgia line. Her lips were painted a rosy red and her hair hung down behind. In the pines
A lot of fun, and it's great to hear that tune again. Walter Hensley playing Stony Mountain Twist, sometimes called Waltz Breakdown. J.D. Crowe did a recording of it more than several years later, and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did the recording in 1969 at the Banjo Pickers Convention. There it's on the Kiwi Pacific album for those who want to chase up things like that. Good fun tuning up the Scrokespeaks, trying to make sure that they're going to work all right for you. I remember drilling the holes in the head of my Gibson RB100 banjo, feeling very nervous about the whole process of installing these strange-looking pegs. While we're way back there, let's play a track from 1950. Flat and Scruggs were recording for Mercury Records, recording made in Tampa, Florida. Lester Flatt playing guitar, Earl playing banjo, Benny Sims on fiddle, Curly Sickler on mandolin, Jody Rainwater on bass. Classic lineup. Here they are doing I'll Just Pretend.
You spurned the love I gave you, darling. I love you all. You found someone whom you love better, and in my grief I walk alone. I'll just pretend that I don't love you. I'll just pretend that I don't care. And when I meet you face to face, dear, I turn my head, I'll just pretend. Those happy hours we spent together forever in my heart and live. That's all I have for each tomorrow. Oh, we will never meet again. I'll just pretend that I don't love you. I'll just pretend that I don't care. And when I meet you face to face, dear, I turn my head, I'll just pretend. I'll try my best to forget you, to love you now is such a sin. And as I'm facing all my friends, dear, they'll understand I won't pretend.
Classic country music there. We comment on people like Keith Whitley and Vince Gill and those who cross over from bluegrass music to country music. But way back in the day, Lester Flatt was a perfect candidate for crossing over into country music. He thought he was playing country music, really, and they didn't like to call it bluegrass too often. But his voice was really suited for classic country music. And the banjo backup by Earl Scruggs, just superb. Flatt & Scruggs from 1950. Let's jump forward to 1972 now. An album came out that stunned most instrumentalists. It was called Mike Aldridge on Dobro, and it featured the wonderful Dobro stylings of Mike Aldridge, who we'd heard with Cliff Waldron in The New Shades of Grass, and we'd heard with Seldom Seen, and he was to get much better known through his playing with Seldom Seen, but here he is doing a tune called Tennessee Stud, and I do believe it's Ben Eldridge playing banjo in there. I'm not sure who else is on the list. There's a whole bunch of musicians listed here. Mike Aldridge playing Tennessee Stud.
Thank you.
some absolutely superb playing there by Mike Aldridge on the old song Tennessee Stud. It's got great words too when it's a song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music from my shelves at home and really enjoying listening to it as I'm playing it to you. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from. And going and visit the people at Shearer's, they've been helping out musicians since 1965, I think, is when Andy Shearer started his shop in Hamilton. That's where I bought my five-string banjo, and it's been a lot of instruments passed through the shop since then, believe me. And now run by David Shearer, Andy's son, and they do a great job of servicing the needs of musicians in the Waikato district. And get Martin guitars and Deering banjos, as well as entry-level guitars, banjos, mandolins, violins, keyboards, drums, and all the accessories you could possibly imagine. All the staff are musicians. They'll all help you out and talk to you about what you need and try and come up with the best solution. So I'm delighted that Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and hope that they enjoy listening to the show now and then. We had David Shearer on a year or so ago and talked to him. I must try and get him back again and talk to him about music in this area. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear from an album, Dick Spruce and Jim Nunnally, Brothers at Heart. Great album. Two guitars, two voices. I'm familiar with the music of Jim Nunnally, who plays with the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience. He plays with John Reichman and the Jaybirds, and he's been at many of the camps at Grass Valley as part of the Father's Day Festival, I guess, and lots of other places on the West Coast too. Not so familiar with Dick Spruce, but he and Jim sound great together with their guitars and their voices. And this is a wonderful album, lots of old songs sung in brother style harmony and some great picking together. And I've chosen from the album a rather unusual version of a song I've known for a long time, Eight More Miles to Louisville. It's an old Grandpa Jones tune, and it's got a great feel to the tune, and talks about returning home to your loved one who, in his case, lived in Louisville. And these guys do a sort of gentler version with some lovely finger picking in it. Hope you enjoy Dick Spruce and Jim Nunnally, Eight More Miles to Louisville.
Louisville, the hometown of my heart. to be a gal somewhere that you love best of all. Mine lives down in Louisville, she's long and she is tall. She ain't the kind that you can find rambling around the land. I'm going there this very day to win her heart and hand. 8 more miles of Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Wasn't that nice? Such a almost gentle version of the song, and it sounds really good. It really accentuates that lovely moving chord pattern. Dick Spruce and Jim Nunnally, 8 more miles to Louisville. Let's hear Blue Highway again, another Wayne Taylor song called The One I Left Behind. Blue Highway.
Buddy, can we talk about Virginia? Talk about the Blue Ridge and the old Lonesome Pine. Tell me about the Shenandoah Valley. And don't forget my true love, the one I left behind. I used to make a decent living, plowing fields and raising cattle. By my wine. So buddy, can we talk about Virginia? Talk about the Blue Ridge and the old Lonesome Pine. Tell me about the Shenandoah Valley. And don't forget my true love, the one I left behind.
Can you tell me about, let's talk about Virginia, why not? I couldn't tell you all that much about it, but I'm sure Blue Highway could. I'd just like to remind listeners everywhere that I'm putting the running list for the show up on a Facebook page now. So if you wonder or can't remember who played in a song that you're interested in, it's there on Facebook under the name Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, which is where the show comes from. And you can go to Facebook and look up that, like that page. And every week we put the running list up and you can find out what's going on. If you write a message to me, I'll probably get it. My son posts it for me up there. I'm not a great Facebook user. I lurk sometimes, as many people do, but that's about it, and occasionally write comments. But if you need to get hold of me, you can best email me paultrenwith@gmail.com, and that will always find me, and eventually I'll write back to you. So that'll be pretty good. Lots of people have done that. What else do I need to say? We're in summer in New Zealand, and it's been quite a hot summer down here. The temperatures mostly between 25 and 30, which is getting a bit hot for an old bloke like me. When it's a big hot day, I try and stay out of the sun. But New Zealanders are known for going to the beach and having a seaside house, which most of us call a bach. B-A-C-H, and usually simpler than your regular house, but not always, with some pretty flash batches around. But the beach experience for most of us New Zealanders is certainly a regular thing, living on islands as we do. I love going over to the beach, and lots of New Zealanders have got boats and learn how to swim at the beach and surf and paddle around in the water in multitudes of ways. And one of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, David Calder, wrote a great song about it called Tumble Down Bay, about the family's experiences through the decades of going to their seaside home in this little place called Tumble Down Bay. Here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from 1997. David Calder on mandolin and lead vocals. He wrote the song. Jeremy Trenwith on bass, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Alan Rhodes on guitar, and myself, Paul Trenwith, playing some banjo on the song Tumble Down Bay. It's a great song.
Summertime came, couldn't wait for the holidays. Pack all our stuff in the green Nash Rambler and head off to tumble down the bay. Clouds of dust on the back country roads, farmer and his sons making hay. Ice cream and gas at the old country store, 10 miles out of tumble down bay. It's been years since we went there, but like we never went away. Ice cream and gas at the old country store, 10 miles from Tumble Down Bay. Of my own, they're on at me night and day. When you gonna fix up the XJ6 and we can get down to Tumble Down Bay? Now it's been years since we've been there, yet like we never been away. Hey Dad, when you gonna fix up the XJ6, we can get down to Tumble Down Bay. Thank you. Sit out on the deck in our easy chairs and watch the sunset over Tumbledown Bay. It seems like years since we've been here, and we ain't never going away. Sit out on the porch in the old rocking chairs and watch the sun go down on Tumbledown Bay. It seems like years since we've been here, and we ain't never going away. Sit out on the deck in our easy chairs and watch the sun go down on Tumbledown Bay. See the sunset over Tumbledown Bay.
That's a song about your seaside holiday home in New Zealand, Tumbledown Bay. David Calder, singer and writer of the song. I'd like to play you a track from a Patti Loveless' album called Mountain Soul, and I really have enjoyed this album. It came out in 2001, and I'm going to play you a song that we've performed with a young singer called Molly G, and really loved playing it. But when I study the notes on the song, Pretty Little Miss, Emery Gordy Jr. and Patti Loveless wrote it. The lineup of instrumentalists is quite interesting. Emery Gordy Jr. is playing guitar, Butch Lee playing bass, mandolin is by Tim Hensley, fiddles by Denny Richardson and Stuart Duncan, dobro by Rob Ikes, banjo by Earl Scruggs. And I never realised that Earl was playing the banjo on this one. Background vocals, Tim Hensley and Travis Tritt. So she's got a great lineup on this song. It's a wonderful song called Pretty Little Miss, Patti Loveless.
Shady Grove, pretty little miss, Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, pretty little miss, going back to Harlan. Shady Grove,
was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Bit of a barrage of sound, but had a lot going on in there, and it sounded like real good fun. Patti Loveless, Pretty Little Miss, Going Back to Harlan. And first heard that song, Going Back to Harlan, Earl Scruggs was playing it along with his mate Lester Flatt. Let's slow it down or play a gospel song now. It's always time for a gospel song. Here's one from the Stanley gospel tradition. Wonderful bunch of musicians who got together just to do Stanley gospel songs. In this song, Charlie Sizemore is singing the lead vocal. Dan Tominski is doing some harmony. Dale Perry is doing the bass vocal. Tim Austin, Dan Tominski, James Allen Shelton are all playing. Barry Bales on bass. Here's the Stanley Brothers song, Harbor of Love.
There's coming a time on the great judgment morning when the Savior will welcome you home. Will you be prepared for the journey to heaven on the great ship that carries God's chosen ones home? Oh, the water's so deep.
Oh, the water's so deep
on the river of Jordan.
On the river of Jordan,
and the light shines bright.
And the light shines so bright from heaven.
And the midnight has passed, a new day is dawning
from heaven above.
Oh, the great ship will anchor.
Oh, the great ship will anchor in the harbor of love.
If you're wandering in sin, away from God's teaching, won't you ask Him to show you the way? Fall down on your knees in the chapel next Sunday and meet with your friends in heaven someday. Oh, the water's so deep.
Oh, the water's so deep
on the river of Jordan.
On the river of Jordan,
and the light shines bright.
And the light shines so bright
from heaven above.
From heaven above,
and the midnight has passed. A new day is dawning
from heaven above.
Oh, the great ship will anchor.
Oh, the great ship will anchor. Harbor of love.
Oh, great singing there. Carter Stanley would have loved it, believe me. They did that song very well. I said I'd play another song from that great Claire Lynch LP, Moonlighter. And here it is. It's one called Bring Back the Good Times, Claire Lynch.
Can we bring back the good times?
Oh, what a great song. And that wonderful banjo playing was by Alison Brown. Really worked well on that song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Just about time to go. I'd like to say a big thank you and howdy to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. All the people who are tuning in podcasts, hi, thank you very much for tuning in, whether it's for when you go for a walk in the mornings or walk in the evenings or just lazing around home trying to keep out of the sun like I do. I really appreciate you listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. All the music's from my shelves, and I dig in deeply sometimes to try and find something that I think you might be interested in. So let's go out with Richard Bennett from the album Walking Down the Line from 1997. And I did some lovely guitar playing on this, as well as having Tony Rice playing another guitar on the album. Here's a song called True Love is Hard to Find. It's probably quite true. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. Bye.
When I'm crying on my pillow, will you hold my hand? When I'm weeping like a willow, help me to stand. I'd need someone in my corner, I'd need someone by my side. This world feels cold when you're all alone. True love is so hard to find. My dreams appear forgotten, like they'll never come to be. Will you keep on believing and share your true love with me? I need someone in my corner, I need someone by my side. This world feels cold when you're all alone. True love is so hard to find. When our children find their own ones, will they set off on their own? Will you still hurry home then, when I'm the only one at home? I'd need someone in my corner, I'd need someone by my side. This world feels cold when you're all alone. True love is so hard to find. I'm crying on my pillow, will you hold my hand? When I'm weeping like a willow,